Secretary of State John Husted says the federal appeals court ruling to allow early in-person voting on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before Election Day doesn't add up.
This does not make legal sense. It also does not make practical sense.
Husted says on one hand, the federal court ruling says all Ohio voters must be treated the same way. But on the other hand, he says the court is giving Ohio's 88 counties the authority to establish 88 different sets of rules. Husted says federal courts do not have the authority to dictate how Ohio runs its elections.
They are creating new fundamental rights in the federal court system for how voters are accessing the polls through the elections process. And that is really an unprecedented move for the courts to take that kind of action.
The executive director of the Ohio Republican Party agrees. Matt Borges says Ohio already allows more options for voting than most other states.
The only state in the country that would have these weekend early voting hours would be Ohio. And so, why in 49 other states it's okay to set rules? Why the bluest of blue states like Rhode Island can have a voter ID law that no one seems to have a problem with? But when it comes to Ohio, the ultimate purple state, the ultimate swing state, the Obama campaign seems to want to find remedies in the courts. That's troubling.
Jessica Kershaw with the Obama for Ohio campaign says the Republicans want to find a different answer in the courts to a question that's already been answered.
There really is no justification for the state's arbitrary actions this year in trying to deny the vast majority of our voters access to open polling places for the last 3 days before the election. I mean, this has been the unanimous conclusion of the courts that have considered this case in the past. And now that the Secretary of State has chosen to extend the litigation and to ask the United States Supreme Court to intervene just 4 weeks before the election, we really have no reason to believe that he will be met with any more success now than he was before.
During the 2008 presidential campaign, some 93,000 Ohioans voted on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before Election Day. Kershaw says there's no doubt that Ohioans prefer to vote early, and she questions why Ohio's Secretary of State is fighting something that voters find popular.
The campaign certainly believes that it's a shame that the Secretary would not have committed his office's energy towards implementing the outstanding court orders and instead, trying to litigate this further. Really, we should be administering an orderly and effective early voting process that served Ohio voters well in the past and that we expect to serve Ohio well this season as well, except for the fact that the Secretary has now decided to commit energy to fighting it.
Husted says he'll put a directive in place that board should follow if he's not successful in getting the Supreme Court to stop voting on the weekend before Election Day. Husted says he's talking to all of the leaders from county boards to come up with hours for voting on those days that are in limbo right now. More than 1 million Ohio voters have requested mail-in ballots so far. 59,000 have already voted in person at their local boards of elections. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.